Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Big Oven. Hi everyone, welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to discuss a free iPhone app that you might find useful during Christmas and other holidays. You may be at this time, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, about to plan your Christmas dinner or wondering how you can use up leftovers. So this app is a very nifty thing to try. It's also a website if you don't have an iPhone. It is called Big Oven. The website is bigoven.com.
Page 1 of 5.
I'm actually going to show you the iPhone app, so I'm going to be reading from the App Store a little bit about what the app can do. There are three ways you can access this website slash app. The app is free. The website is free for most things, but there are a few things that require a subscription. The subscription is kind of high. It's $15.99 a year, and in my opinion, isn't worth it. But you might find differently. Also, you have to be careful if you're using the iPhone because it doesn't store a lot of recipes in the database. So if you have a limited data plan like I do, you need to be careful about viewing recipes on the go if you're not near a Wi-Fi connection or not otherwise online. It will store some things, but not everything. So I'm just going to read through parts of the description in the App Store to show you what you can do with it. And again, the website is bigoven.com. But as I'm showing you the iPhone app, I'm in the App Store right now.
Anyone can star view recipes easily anywhere, such as on vacation or at the store. No awkward cookbooks or recipe cards. Star find new recipes to try. Search by title, keyword, course or ingredient. Star get ideas to use up leftovers. Just enter ingredients from your fridge or pantry to find out what you can make.
Now that is a list of things that anyone can do. You don't need a bigoven.com account. I mean, if I didn't have an account, I could go on there and view recipes and do that whole list of things. If you have a free account, you can do the following, and it has more social features with this.
Free Big Oven members can star post your own recipes and photos on bigoven.com from a web browser. Then view easily on iPhone. Star save your favorites and try soon list of recipes so you're never stuck without dinner ideas. Star share recipes with friends. Tell friends to post on bigoven.com. 2. And easily share favorites. Star read and add your own recipe reviews.
So those are things that free members can do, and that is, it gives a more social aspect to the experience of using Big Oven on your iPhone or the website. Now, if you are a pro member, and unfortunately, you can't just buy the app and be a pro member. You can't just buy a paid version of the app. You have to actually pay on the website. It is a credit card purchase of $15.99. I know this because I went in there and looked and pretended like I was going to pay. That was the only way I was able to find out how much Big Oven Pro was going to cost. So, pro members can do the following.
Big Oven Pro members, paid subscription, can star create and edit your grocery list instantly right on your iPhone. Star just find a recipe and choose add to grocery list. Star remove ingredients you already have. If you'd like, star remaining ingredients are automatically added and sorted by aisle on your grocery list. Star add other items you may need to your list easily. To star grocery list syncs between website, iPhone, and iPad. Bring it along to the store and edit anytime. Star check off grocery list items while shopping. Star get tips on more than 1,000 ingredients, substitutions and cooking terms in our food glossary. Star track recipes you've made. Choose prepare from any recipe and Big Oven remembers you've made it. Star see no ads.
Now, with the paid version, it does a lot of the same things regarding grocery lists that free apps like Ziplist do. There are some things on the paid version that could probably very easily be added to the free version, like checking against lists of ingredients, cooking tips, and other food-related information. AllRecipes.com, for instance, has a food glossary, and you don't need to pay for that. So I'm kind of disappointed in Big Oven that they don't have that. But it is an iPhone app, and you can use it, so I guess that's okay, too.
Heading offline? Your grocery list, posted recipes, and recipes in your favorites and try soon lists are always available even without Wi-Fi or 3G. Just be sure to view the full recipe and grocery list at least once with connectivity on your iPhone, iPod before accessing offline. You'll need connectivity to search the other 170,000 plus recipes in our library.
So unlike apps like Cookbook from Betty Crocker that store recipes on your iPhone, this one really doesn't do much of that. You can store your favorites and a few other things, but you have to connect first. So if you're going offline, you need to make sure that those are stored if you want to know how to make them and you're on the go and not, as I said, close to a Wi-Fi connection. Now I'm going to demonstrate the app itself. So let's get out of
Home.
The App Store.
Apple.
And get out of the folder where
Closing
the App
Apple
Store
folder.
Is.
Apple, 5 new items, folder.
And I've got updates again. I'm going to go into my food and nutrition folder, which is on my third page of apps, and find Big Oven.
Page 2 of 3. Page 3 of 3. iBook, Google Voice, food and nutrition, folder. Opening food and nutrition folder. Food and nutrition. Nutrition. iTreadmill.
There's an app called Nutrition. That sort of makes it confusing occasionally.
Cookbook.
I may demonstrate that. That is the Betty Crocker cookbook that I will demonstrate as soon as I figure it out.
Big oven.
Big oven.
Big oven. Home recipes on. Button. Home kitchen on. Button. Home elsewhere on. Button. Empty list.
That they're kind of not very explicit directions that you get.
Home kitchen on. Home recipes on.
You
button.
Get these buttons, and let's see what they do. Because these aren't very explicit. That's it. I mean, there's no configure my settings, do all this kind of thing. It's just kind of that those buttons and then an empty list there. And if you press that the one of these buttons, the list will populate with things. So let's try home recipes.
Home recipes on.
You get a little sound.
Home kitchen on. Home elsewhere. Search by title.
There you go. There comes the search field.
Search by keyword. Search by course or ingredient. Get ideas to use up leftovers. Recent raves. What's cooking around me?
Now that's kind of cool. Those are really neat ideas. Recent raves is kind of neat. You get to see what people are making that have been highly rated. And of course, you can read the reviews. This is similar to things like Chowhound. I'm just coming up with all this food stuff that I know and didn't realize I knew here doing this tip. And all the reviews and the social component is very similar.
Recent get ideas to use up left. Search by course or ingredient.
Now let's search by course or ingredient because I have a Christmas dinner coming up and I have no idea what I'm going to make. And it's the 23rd of December and I'm starting to break out in a sweat. So, luckily I have until the 26th to decide what it's going to be because my parents are coming the 26th, but I still haven't decided because there was a restaurant I wanted to take them to for dinner, but it's closed on the 26th.
Search by course, home, back button. Search by course, heading, keyword, X, spicy, text field, course, X, desserts, ingredient, optional, find something to eat tonight, BTN search off, button.
That's kind of an unlabeled-ish button.
Find something to eat tonight.
That's the search button. When you fill in the search fields, you can press it and it will search.
Find something to eat tonight. Ingredient, optional. Type in ingredient. Search field is editing. Word mode.
There we go. I want to do something with pork chops because I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to the store to buy a pork loin or something more fancy than that. So what can I do with pork chops? Because I do have a lot of pork chops around here hanging around.
O-P-P-O-O-R-R-K-K space pork more C-C-H-H-O-O-P-P-D-Z-S-S done.
There you go. Done button is in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, like always, almost always.
Search by course. Home. Back button. Search by course. Keyword. X. Course. X. Pork chops. Find something to eat tonight. Find something to... BTN search off. Button. Search. Search by course. Back button. Search. Empty list. Empty list. In progress.
There you go. It's thinking.
Finger licking good pork chops. Main dish meat. Steaks and chops. 16 reviews.
There you go. There's one.
Pork chops, tender, oven baked, main dish meat, steaks and chops. Garlic, parmesan crusted pork chops, main dish meat, steaks and chops. 116 reviews.
Now that sounds good, and it was on the recent raves list when I looked last night, and it's got a lot of reviews. So let's see what this one is. Double tap on that.
Search, back button.
It's going to think.
Selected, overview, one of, button.
You have an overview of the recipe. Hang on.
Four.
How in the world did we get
garlic,
there?
Garlic, parmesan crusted pork chops.
Okay, I'm at the top of the screen again because I don't quite know where we ended up.
Main dish meat, steaks and chops. These savory pork chops come out juicy, tender, and are complemented wonderfully by the parmesan, sage and garlic. This great dish can stand alone without needing a sauce or gravy to flavor it. Thanks. And makes an easy dinner in less than an hour.
Because I don't like gravy. Bleh.
Servings. 4. I add. Ingredients. 1 tablespoon vegetable oil, 1/2 teaspoon dried thyme, 2 large eggs, parsley sprigs, 2 garnish lemon wedges, 4 serving, 1/2 teaspoon dried rubbed sage, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 3/4 teaspoon salt, 3/4 cups parmesan cheese, freshly grated, 4 large cloves, garlic peeled and chopped, 1 cup dried seasoned breadcrumbs. I use Progresso garlic and herb, olive oil for shallow frying, 4, 1/2 inch thick center cut loin pork chops, bone-in or boneless. Preparation. Spread parmesan cheese in a shallow dish. Beat egg, recipe by, Dimp. Skrishka, Dimp. 20, Dimp. 116 reviews, vertical line view reviews, dimmed.
You can view the reviews. I'm not sure why that button is dimmed there, but it is. And I'm not going to worry about it right now.
Search. Search by course.
That is how you use Big Oven. And
search by course. Home.
Then, of course, you can get leftovers. And
food and nutrition.
The other one, kitchen on, and for instance, there was recipes on and home kitchen on. Those do other different things, but that is how you search for recipes, purely and simply.
Screen locked.
Using Big Oven, as simple as that, once you figure out what all the little labels do. But at least the buttons are labeled, except for that search button, which has a GIF image to it, but you can figure out what it is. And so using it is simple as that. Thank you very much for listening and bearing with me through this long ramble. And I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.